And joining me in the studio this afternoon are Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville and Christy Guillory, musician and cultural emissary around the world, here to talk about some events going on at Vermilionville. But I think I want to first, kind of in light of what Cecil's saying about our fundraiser, and we're promoting culture and hoping that you will donate so that Care of Yes is around for generations to come. And with the two of you here, that's especially important. Christy, your little girl is just about a year old,
yep.
Isn't she?
Yep.
And Jesse just had a baby on Friday. I know we announced that before, but little Aldous Felix Guidry is with us now, and Care of Yes needs to be around for both of them for years to come. I mean, I think you remember listening to Care of Yes very young, didn't you, Christy?
I cut my teeth on it.
See there?
Definitely.
And little Hilda, your daughter, is cutting her teeth on Care of Yes as well,
yes.
And we want to be around for Aldous Felix as well. So congratulations on y'all's baby and carrying the culture forward. And Vermilionville is doing it in so many ways. You had a very successful Vermilionville Festival yesterday and boat parade.
Yes.
It was just an amazing day, and so many people enjoyed that. You've also started a monthly film series, and Christy is curating the film that will take place tomorrow, and it's called Carry It On, Carry It On, which we're all trying to do, I guess.
And the film is actually, it's next Monday.
Next Monday, okay.
Yeah. It's the series, it's Layview. And
it's the last Monday of the
last
month.
Last Monday of the month, except for holidays. But for the most part, we've been pretty lucky with keeping it on the last Monday of the month.
My sense of time is skewed because of the fundraiser.
You've got a lot going on.
Okay, so next Monday, it's the film, and then Boo Bayou is taking place this week.
Saturday. Yeah.
Right.
So a lot going on.
A lot going on. Well, let's talk about the film, because I know you all are excited about that film series, and I just love the fact that they've chosen different people in the community to find films, curate them, and really present them to the community, not only the film, but having a question and answer period and giving people the opportunity to share that film and learn more about it. So how did you come across the film Carry On? Maybe tell us a bit about it and where you encountered it.
Carry It On is a film that was directed and produced by Sharon Leahy, who Sharon has been the director of a dance and music company for 25 years, stationed in Dayton, Ohio. What's really interesting about Sharon and her husband, Rick Good, who is the composer for the music for the film that we're going to show, they've been a really important part of the folk music world. And throughout several, all of these years that they've been on the road and teaching at different camps, they've always encountered Cajun musicians on the road. Sharon and Rick were one of those longstanding participants of camps like Ashokan Fiddle and Dance Camp, where Dewey Balfour would go.
Right.
So every
Jay
summer.
Unger was there, and very famous camp.
Right. So I was able to I got the great chance to meet Sharon about 8 years ago. Lafayette Rhythm Devils were playing at the Wheatland Folk Festival, and I was able to meet Sharon there, and it was just really interesting and cool to me that we knew all of these people together, but she had never come to Lafayette. Mm. Invited her down to come to Lafayette, and within about 4 hours, her dance card was full. She was visiting people like David Greeley. She was hanging out with the Red Stick Rambler boys, and her daughter, Emma Young, is married to Lindsay Young, who's the leader, singer, fiddle player for the Red Stick Ramblers. So there's that local connection here, and they've been coming back and forth to Louisiana for several years. Sharon was commissioned by the Wheatland Folk Festival to create a dance piece for their 40th anniversary. The Wheatland Folk Festival is a huge festival in Remus, Michigan, and it takes place on the it's called Wernette Farm outside of Remus. So Sharon is just she's always innovative and always looking for something different. So she wanted to create a film, and what she calls it is a prayer in motion, and it kind of looks at, it focuses on, this is what in her words, the sacred power and potential of place and our relationship to it. So it's really about dance and the environment and the place. And so when Jesse approached me about showing what film I would like to show, I was like, oh, we have to do this one. It'd be really, really amazing for us to be able to think about how our own music and our own dance, and our relationship to the environment and the place of Acadiana
Well, and just right there, you're touching on so many topics that people talk about these days, you know, place and creative placemaking and, you know, the power of our culture, whether it's food, dance, music, and how it comes out of our environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, all those are just great topics and really touching buttons that are moving people these days.
I think it'll be fantastic. And the dance in the film, of course, is it's all inspired by Appalachian dancing. So in order to sort of give people here a frame of reference for that, we're going to show some clips from the old documentary. It's called Talking Feet. That was produced by Mike Seeger and Ruth Pershing. And Talking Feet is one of the first documentaries to show solo tap, buck dancing, flat footing, basically any kind of solo Appalachian dancing. And that kind of dancing that's the basis of what like all this clogging is. So in order to give people a frame of reference, we're going to show some clips from Talking Feet. And then we're going to show Carry It On, which is I think about almost 20 minutes. And then we're going to have a performance of Rick and Sharon are going to play music. Rick's a fabulous banjo player. She's going to dance. There'll be other musicians. And Emma Young will dance. And a fantastic dancer called Maddie Gordon will be with them. These are people that are all coming down for Black Pot Festival. Yeah. So,
and it's the Monday after Black Pot, so it's going to work out. Yeah. It's almost like the Black Pot after party.
Right. It's kind of like, I guess, the chapel stage moves to Vermilionville.
Right, to the Vermilionville Performance Center.
What an incredible multi-platformed night, so to speak, with the two different films that you'll be showing and then actual dancing, people who've experienced that and someone who is in both cultures, someone who lives here now, is married to someone from here.
Right.
And what a great opportunity for all of us to experience that culture and to think of it in terms of our own. As well.
Totally.
I think it's going to lend itself to a really nice discussion, and then I'm really excited about the performance afterwards and the demonstration.
Yes.
We haven't done throughout the, I mean, we're going to be coming up on a year of it, and we haven't. It's pretty much just been discussions up to this point. So this is going to be a real treat. And I
Christy's
think
going to set a new bar for the Layview film series.
Absolutely.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Layview Cultural Film Series, which started at Vermilionville almost a year ago. And every month, a different curator, a cultural curator, comes and chooses a film. Christy Guillory, who is with us here, has chosen the film Carry It On for next Monday. And the film starts at about 6:30, but doors open at 6.
Yeah, we're a little bit earlier. And, you know, we'll be doing setup. And I'm sure if you want to come and chat, we'll have the bar open as usual. If you've never been to Vermilionville's Performance Center or seen a movie in there, what we try to do is just create a really relaxed viewing atmosphere. You know, we've got a nice screen, nice sound system, and chairs and everything, but we've got the bar open. So, I mean, drink a beer, watch a movie, and then we have popcorn. And every now and again, we'll have food, but primarily it's just been drinks and popcorn. It's just, it's a really like relaxed experience. And, you know, the thing that I get out of this whenever I started this, what interested me the most in finding out what people's passions were, because it kind of centered around what movie they picked. And we've run the gamut of all kinds of films that appeals to all kinds of people. And the audience has just grown and grown. And, you know, I fully expect to have some new people there this Monday that are going to be interested in that. So, because there's going to be so many people in from down from Black Pot for this that, you know, can lend to the conversation and just make it really rich. And then I'm pretty positive everybody will probably get up and dance once the demonstration's over. So it'll be a real good time. And the best part about it is that it's free. I mean, we asked for a $5 donation, but it's not a hard sell. You know, nobody's at the door asking you for your money. It's just a tip jar, and you put it in if you want to contribute. Because, I mean, it does, you know, cost us, you know, electricity, staff, and all that stuff. But we just wanted to start this film series to give something back and then give, you know, people like Christy a platform to share what they're passionate about.
Right. And, you know, it's giving us the opportunity that so many of you musicians have had for many years now, traveling to different camps that you've mentioned, the music camps, the festivals. And so many of us never see that.
I think
Black Pot has given some people a little glimpse into that world.
Right.
But you're helping give an even bigger glimpse into that world and bringing people who share that that view, that larger multicultural view of what's going on in folk music, indigenous music.
Totally. And really, the first time I saw clogging, I about lost my mind. It was so percussive and cool, and it was just like, oh my God, it's just great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really, it's like hearing a bass drum or something. Yeah. It's just getting into your heart. So. Well, again, thank you from all of us who have not had the opportunity to experience that. And, you know, even if you experience it, say, at a large festival, seeing it in an intimate place like this is so much different. You're very close to it, very close to the people. And these are the filmmakers who both made the
film. They are the filmmakers. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they know it. So, I mean, they're the ones that are doing it. That's they made the film about it. And didn't she show this at that festival?
She did. The film was shown at the Wheatland Folk Festival.
Some like what? How many thousands? Like a lot of people.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the festival draws over 50,000, and it was a huge success.
Yeah. So we'll just call this, what, the Lafayette premiere?
The Lafayette premiere.
Right. Yeah, the regional premiere of it. Well, again, we appreciate so much bringing that part of that world here to Lafayette that you all have had the privilege of seeing for many, many years. And so now we get to experience it through events like this. Mm-hmm. And Jesse, thank you all, Vermilionville, you know, for creating this series. It's just unlike any other film series that we've had here in the community. So thanks
my pleasure.
So
I mean, I selfishly get to learn something from every month and I take something away from it. So
good things come out of selfish pleasure.
There you go.
Absolutely. So Christy Guillory, my guest curating the film, Carry It On, and it will be free and open to everyone. Donation if you like. And then there'll be some wonderful show and tell. Dancing and music afterwards, yes. Now, before that happens, this weekend, there's a great little festival that children, young and old, will enjoy, and that's the Boo Bayou.
Yeah, every year for Halloween, what we like to do is just, something for the kids, but it's really geared towards kids of all ages and families. It's just a really cool event. It's called the Boo Bayou Fall Carnival, and it's going to be held this Saturday from 10 to 3. And there's just there's a lot of activities for kids, like standard stuff, fishing for apples, games like toss across, bobbing boats, ladder ball. They've just got probably about 10 or 15 different little fun games. I think the thing that I'm most excited about that we added this year are tarot card readings, which is going to be super interesting, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing that I think is most appealing to parents with small children is the fact that you get to trick or treat in our historic village. And I know for a lot of parents out there, like, you know, you do the neighborhood trick or treating and stuff like that. In our village, you don't have to worry about cars. You don't have to worry about anything. The kids can kind of run around and kind of do their thing. Mm-hmm. It's just really great to see the kids going from house to house and interacting. And we have a ton of stuff going on in the village. Renaissance Kajan is going to be doing a dance performance. And then also Henry Hample is going to be performing kids' tunes. And I mean, he's great with the kids and everybody loves his music and they really enjoy it. And then, you know, we do a lot of cooking demonstrations in the cooking school. It's going to be a spider web cooking demo. I'm curious to see what that's going to be. And then,
fried spider web.
And then vampire fangs cooking demo. And then we'll be doing creepy cupcakes, which is always fun. So it's more of a hands-on cooking demonstration for the kids. They can get a little messy and do that. And I think the best thing about it is that I remember whenever I was a kid, any opportunity, because you always had your Halloween costume like at least 2-3 weeks in advance, and you could not take that thing off of me. Mm-hmm. So any opportunity that you can get to wear it more than once, you know, and I know the parents love that because you get your money's worth. But you get to wear your costume more than once. You get to wear it this Saturday, and then you can go trick-or-treating after that with it. So it's just a really great day that's geared towards families. It's a safe environment for the kids to trick-or-treat. You don't have to worry about what candy they're get, if it's unwrapped, all that stuff. You know, we give candy, we give trinkets, we give all kinds of stuff, and then we have the cooking demos. So it's just a really great day. Again, it's from 10 to 3. Admissions is $6 for adults, $4 for students, and children under 3 enter for free. And of course, our restaurant, La Cuisine de Mama, will have a all-you-can-eat buffet from 11 to 3, which people get a kick out of. But we're doing something special for the kids for that. So we'll have a special spooky menu.
Do you ever have people who just ask if they can just move into Vermilionville?
Yeah, well, I'll not move in, but I do have people, to make you laugh. We had somebody approach us to ask if we do memberships at Vermilionville, and that's in a large part how we're supported. Somebody asked if we can do a morning walking membership. You know, I know a lot of people will go walk in the Acadiana Mall in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And then we've had some people say, well, can we just go walk around the village? Because it's a nice little path. And then on the Bayou Vermilion District side of things, we have that pond that just makes kind of a circle. So we've had some people do that. And it's just I love it there in the mornings. Like, I'm very fortunate. Mm-hmm. you know, at lunchtime after I eat, I get to go stretch my legs and go look at the beautiful scenery, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's just the weather's beautiful.
Well, I think in large part that's why I asked that, because you all are so responsive to the community and you offer so many just wonderful opportunities to experience the seasons and our culture. And you could just spend days there with all of the events you have and, of course, the food and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's this Saturday. People have the opportunity to take their children on Saturday. What are the hours again?
The hour, it's going to be from 10 to 3. And if you're just tuning in or you want more information, if you go to vermilionville.org, left sidebar, just click on full calendar and then scroll down till you see the little scarecrow, and we'll have all the information with the timeline of events and stuff like that. But it's a nice full day. You know, you can come in at 10, leave at 3, put the kids down for a nap, and then they'll be ready to go for the evening. So it'll be a nice fun-filled day after their sugar high. They can take a little nap.
That's right. So does Aldous have his costume yet?
Yes, his grandmother actually got him a little onesie, and then I think she's working on something else for him.
Okay. So is it a costume onesie?
Just says my first Halloween. I mean, it's kind of hard. They don't really fit into much. You know, like we're gonna take home a KRVS onesie, but it'll be a while before he can fit in that. So.
I know. We don't have the newborn onesies.
I might bring you some.
So does Hilda have a costume?
She does.
Oh.
What is she going to do?
Hilda loves butterflies. So I showed her a picture of a baby dressed as a butterfly, and she went bananas. She kept saying, Bubba-fi, Bubba-fi.
Nice. Bubba-fi. I can't wait to see that.
So she's going to be a Bubba-fi.
Is Hilda going to go to the Boo Bayou maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. And then we usually trick-or-treat in the same neighborhood. Her Christy's parents live two houses down from me. So,
So Bubba-fi and Bubba-fi. Little Aldous and his onesie. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Christy Guillory and Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, talking about Boo Bayou, which is this Saturday at Vermilionville, and their film series, Les Vieux Cultural Film Series. Christy is curating this coming Monday, a week from today, and the film is Carry On. There will be some other clips of Appalachian dancing, solo dancing, and then after the films, there will be demonstrations of dancing and music as well, and all are invited to attend. So just a great opportunity for us to experience that dancing and see these beautiful films. And, of course, Facebook or website for any further information about that. All right. And, Christy, we were talking about what you've been doing lately. Are you playing around anytime soon?
We are. Bolsoir Gaitan will be playing at Lakeview Sunday night for the Black Pot after party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's always a good time.
If anyone's still up and running from Black Pot and wants to drive out to Eunice, we're supposed to have a French film crew with us filming for a travel documentary. So if you want to be on French TV,
come
and shake it.
You have a lot of tireless people who attend that festival who are just ready for anything.
Oh, It's going to be a good crowd.
Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to that and seeing you on French television as well.
French TV.
That's right. You can stream it. Well, thank you all both for everything you do and all the great music and culture.
Well, thank you, Judith, for all you do.
Thanks for having us.
You know, it's the fall fundraiser, so if you haven't made your pledge yet, please do, because it's important, and not just because of the music. I know a lot of people, you know, Christy is a musician. I'm sure you're grateful for them getting your music out on the airwaves on a local level. But, you know, speaking from a promoting standpoint for me, coming on Judith's shows and being able to the morning shows that you go on TV are just so quick. You don't have a whole lot of time to talk about it, but the interviews that you're able to conduct really allow us to, tell the story behind the events and bring people like Christine to talk about the things that they do. And it's really great. And it's something that I cherish and is very valuable to me. And that's why I donate. So I would encourage anybody that's ever been on Judith's show
or Cecil's or Cheryl's,
anybody
or
to talk about their events, just make a donation. It doesn't have to, you don't have to make a huge donation. Just call in, because every bit really does help.
It does. And that number is 482-5787, 482-KRVS. And you can find us on the web as well and see all those really cool T-shirts that Allison and Peter DeHart.
Oh, my God. I want
that tote bag. Me too.
They did some great work. They really did. So
and then those fans were just genius, right?
And the handkerchiefs, too.
They're all great.
I like those.
Yeah.
So thanks to Peter and Allison DeHart. They did a beautiful job. We appreciate it. And you can stop by and take a look at them yourself and see some other cool things at KRVS. Well, thank you, Christy and
Jesse.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you, Judith.